Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. We are in the middle, the beginning, something, of stay at home because of the coronavirus. And it seems like the perfect time to restart these love notes. I am creating a series on relationship. And in this first episode, I'd like to talk about relationship with self. Your relationship with yourself is your foundation. It is the foundation for relationship with another. So in this first episode, I want us to point in the direction of noticing a love inside yourself, noticing an experience of being that I'm calling love. You might call it presence. If you're religious, you might call it God or Buddha nature. Your connection to presence You're noticing this presence. Your habit, or growing habit, or capacity to dwell in this presence. Is your first experience of love. What do I mean it's your first experience of love? Before we were conditioned by our environment, the experience of presence was home. You might say to me, Nick, I don't know this experience of presence. I don't know what you're talking about. That's not what I feel. That's not what it's like inside of me. But the truth is, you're made of this presence I'm talking about. You're made of the experience of quiet. You're made of this experience I'm calling love. It is that from which you come. So you're never separate from it. Even when our attention is completely on the noise, we are still connected to the quiet. I may not notice the quiet, but my noticing it is not a requirement for its existence. It exists whether I notice it or not. In Buddhism, I was always puzzled by the notion that we're enlightened now. All of us are completely awake. But I'm not puzzled by that anymore. Awake is what we are. We're just not aware. Of awake. Dwelling in this presence, I'm calling love, connects me to thinking and behavior that is very wise. It is thinking that sees clearly in a vast, wide open way. And when my attention is in that direction, my behavior tends to be very skillful. I can be kind to you while also being very self loving. And it is a love without condition. It is a love of this being I'm calling Nicole without condition. Everything arising into this space called Nicole, whether it's rage or sorrow or despair or terror or joy, is held and allowed. This quiet I am referring to holds and allows everything without condition. To have a good relationship with you, requires arresting into the silence in me. Where I am caught in conditioned mind, or where I am caught in my ego, where I am asleep, I will tend to act out patterns, behavioral patterns, and get caught in thinking patterns that create suffering. And this is really beautiful because it helps us see where we need to fall back into the quiet. Where I am suffering most, I am caught. My capacity to rest not into a beautiful idea, but into the experience that is beyond conditioned mind, into the experience of this here now, that which gives rise to all of life. Resting into that experience of being allows me to become love. It allows me to become love. Love to you, love to this constellation called Nicole. So we begin a series on relationship by talking about awake. That which is not awake does not truly love. If you have the thought, I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean, Nicole. I don't experience what you're talking about. Just rest. Close your eyes. Bring your attention into your being. Notice the vibration of my voice. Notice how something changes at the level of sensation when the words are making a sound. And when they're not, notice the vibration of the sounds around you. Notice the rising and the falling of your breath. The peace I'm referring to is what you are made of. If you don't notice it, just rest. Nothing to do, nothing to change. Just rest. Something beyond I, beyond any efforting, will help you see what is already present. Now, so we begin this series on relationship by resting into an experience of love, that is inherently yours. this experience of love is home. It is helpful to rest into this experience or open yourself to noticing it as often as possible. But certainly whenever you feel distress is like the bell at the monastery calling you back to sit on the cushion. It's a beautiful sign calling you to sit into the experience of love. Come back and rest. Because it's through this resting that you can hear the words of love and find the direction to walk. Resting into this presence, you'll know what to do. Resting into the quiet is a willingness to listen. You'll notice in this series that there will be long gaps of silence where I'm listening. I'm just waiting to be shown what comes next. Creating a life by resting into the silence and waiting to be shown. It's like giving your life to the quiet. And the quiet loves beyond measure, without condition. It loves everything you are. Now. Until the next time, may you rest into this moment and experience the peace that is always waiting, always present. Always available to us. There's one more thing There are many moments where I experience a great deal of discomfort, a lot of pain. The peace that is waiting for us is not separate from discomfort. It embraces discomfort and is inside of every particle of discomfort. In later talks, we'll look at how to be in pain while resting into peace. Until the next time.